This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Wayne Allen Root once again, still fishing by a babbling brook somewhere where I'm not supposed to tell you. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in on the USA Radio Network. Although Wayne, for some reason, not working, but tweeting like a madman and sending me all kinds of different things to talk about today, which was entertaining and interesting. Again, my name is Lee Elsie. I humbly thank each and every one of you, whether you're listening in Las Vegas, Nevada, or Dallas, or Reno, or Oklahoma City, St. Louis, Long Island, Connecticut, everywhere in between. Welcome to 3 hours of nonstop radio bliss. I'm coming at you fast and furious on the second to last day of July. Here's the deal. Here's the lineup for you as we embark again on radio greatness here tonight, just me and you together. So the first hour of the program, after I get through blabbing away after the first break, we'll open up the phones and take as many phone calls. I'm actually going to give you as much time as possible tonight. If you've got something you want to get off your chest and, you know, you say, well, I call up radio shows all over the country and they only give me 30 seconds. Well, you know what? Tonight I'll get the timer running. And as long as you're not a babbling moronic idiot, we'll give you 3 minutes. How about that? Which is pretty good. So we'll time it out, and if you want to say something, right, or more than that, maybe more. If you're brilliant like Einstein, we'll let you keep talking over and over again. But the first hour dedicated to your phone call. So if you want to be a big part of the big show across the country, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Again, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's how you get a hold of yours truly. And I would love to talk to you, certainly in the first hour. Second hour of the program, James Hearson, who is a regular with Wayne Allen Root, and he is actually fantastic. I've gotten a chance to talk to him a number of times also by myself, and he's really, really funny and good and all that goes along with that, so we'll chat with him. Tom Harris, who is actually a global scientist. You're going to really like listening to that guy. We're going to have him on in the third hour. Right after we kind of eavesdrop on the debates and in and around some of that stuff, I've also got I've been able to get the actual introduction to tonight's debate, the schedule, who's coming out, who's doing what, at least for tonight and for tomorrow night. So we'll have that for you somewhere along the line today, I think in the second hour of the program. So like I said, if you want to call in, get up, get on hold, 833-927-8255. One thing before I take a look at the actual candidates in tonight's debate, and we can chat a little bit about that, and, you know, anything else that you guys may want to get into. But I got to say this. I got to get this off my chest on the national stage because I did get a chance to talk about it today. But I got to get your opinion on what you think of this. So I'm at a drive-thru. Now, I'm not a big fast food guy, but I'm getting a coffee. Okay? I'm getting a coffee at a fast food joint. Okay? And I get a coffee at this fast food joint every once in a while when either I'm running late or I don't want to make it at home. But actually, to be more specific, it means I don't want to clean out the cup that I usually use at home. So it just sits there in the sink. I look at it, like I stare at the cup, then I stare at the door, then I stare at the cup, then I stare at the sink, and I'm like, I'll get it on the way in. Well, that happened to me today. And, okay, so I understand people are busy. People are doing things. It was really early in the morning when I happened to be, you know, in this drive-thru. And pardon me for those of you who already heard this once, because I have told the story somewhat today. But I'm sitting there, and I'm third in line, and I order my coffee. And the lady who is the regular cashier, she is sort of surly. And not nasty is the wrong word, but sort of ambivalent. doesn't care about anything. Doesn't care. Certainly doesn't care about me as a customer. Anyway, I order my coffee, and when I drive, she just says, drive up to the second window. Doesn't give me the price. That sort of bothers me, number one, because I like to get my money ready. I like to be ready with the money to deliver it so that I can sort of grab and go, right? And coffee, you know, getting a coffee should not be this grand production. Okay, well, three people in front of me. Person number one, they take 2 or 3 minutes. Person number two, I don't know what they're getting. Whatever it is, it has obviously backlogged this particular fast food joint, this fast food restaurant. Can't handle whatever it is that this woman is ordering. I don't know what it is, cheeseburgers or milkshakes, but she is getting, you know, the full on. So, again, not necessarily her fault. She's allowed to order whatever she wants. The restaurant should be prepared, whatever it is. I mean, I shouldn't be in waiting for more than 2 or 3 minutes max. Okay? So now I'm getting aggravated. But I got approximately the amount of money that I think I need to give this woman. And eventually I get up to the window. Now, she slides open the window, roughly hands me my coffee. I give her the money. No, she doesn't give me a thank you. Does not that now right away, if I were the owner of this fast food restaurant and I was doing like a test, like I was testing out my employees to see how they treated other people, fired immediately, because I don't need to be treated as though I'm an inconvenience to somebody. I don't need to be, you know, my fanny to be kissed, but at the very least, at least give me a mumbling thank you. Right? Just thanks. Just something. Something to give me a little satisfaction that my business is appreciated. Right? Instead, I get the coffee almost thrown at me. And while she does that, you know, the lid comes off a little bit. I get a little of the hot coffee on my thumb. Right? And I drive away. And I'm thinking to myself, well, that's just horrible. And this woman, she may be a wonderful person, but she's a terrible server. And she's now going to be making pretty soon $15 an hour to do that. So she's going to be slinging coffee at people. If she's working 40 hours a week, she's going to be making, you know, $600+. Now, okay, no one's getting rich on $600. But $600 to be angry and throw coffee at people and be really slow at your job? I don't know, man. To me, that's just not getting it done. And that happens, that seems like that happens to me all the time. I have this, I'm like this magnet for folk. And I, the other side is, I could have the worst service in the world, right? I could go to a restaurant and, you know, food thrown at me, wrong order, mixed up, what, and I always give a very generous tip because I feel bad. And plus, I don't want to be labeled as cheap. Right? What? Even if it's terrible. And the truth is, if you know me, one of the things that I hate most, it's strange. Like, most people relish and love, like, going out to dinner. They look forward to it. They build their life around it. We're going to dinner. Yeah, we're going to dinner on Thursday. No, we're going to dinner on Saturday. It's going to be fabulous. Me and a couple of me, whenever there's a, like, an event that I have to go to that is a dinner-related event, man, the clock starts ticking as soon as I wake up that morning. I don't know what it is. It's like, it's like my one kryptonite. I don't like eating food in public. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's, as a kid, maybe I had food on my face. Maybe somebody made fun of me. I don't know. But I don't enjoy any of it. Not one second of it. It's like constant aggravation from the minute I sit down. I think I figured it out. Like, if I got on my own couch. Like, I don't like to be waited on hand and foot. I'm very independent when it comes to that. Like, I don't want somebody coming over and fussing over me. I don't want. And I know people do like that. There are a lot of people out there who live for that. Like, every second of their existence is about getting somebody to pamper them. And there's nothing that makes me more uncomfortable than that, I think. So, anyway, I figure I'd give you a little behind the curtain of what makes me tick, since we'll be spending at least an hour together every single week. So if ever you decide, like, we get together somewhere and you say, hey, let's go out to dinner, my initial reaction will be cringeworthy, and I will come up with a very quick excuse to try to get out of it. Like, I don't know, Uncle's coming to town, dog needs a shot, something, anything and everything. But I'll try to figure it out. All right, so that's a little bit behind what makes yours truly tick. And again, I just want to remind you guys, on Thursdays, I get a chance to sit in here for an hour, and I thank the USA Radio family for allowing me to do that. It's an excellent opportunity, and I love it, and love every second of it, getting a chance to talk to people across the country. That's number one. Tomorrow night, of course, Wayne Allen Root has one more day where he gets a chance to rest and relax, well-deserved, so I will be in here again tomorrow night, as always, from the beginning to the end. Whenever Wayne takes off, I get lucky enough to be the one that fills in. And if you want to call in, it's 833-927-8255, 833-927-8255. Tonight is the debate, second round, and they're going to... Listen, here's what has to happen tonight. And I don't really have time to get into it because I spent too much time blabbing about nothing, but we can get into it a little bit later on. But what will have to happen tonight, which is interesting, is you'll have to... The very fringe candidates that nobody has ever heard of, like Montana Governor Steve Bullock, these folks, and they're not going to really get a great opportunity to do this, but these folks really have to have that either gotcha moment or look at me moment, something that separates themselves so that they get elevated just enough so that they can make the next round of debates. And I'll talk about that when we come back. But really, like, the ones that you've never heard of and the ones that you don't recognize tonight, if in fact you decide to watch this debate, those will be the ones that you have to do enough to get people sort of a little bit motivated. They don't have to win the debate. They just have to get people to notice them so that they can stay alive and sort of make it to the next round. All right, there you go. Nonsense first round here on the radio. Again, second to last day of July. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
I'm Wade Allen Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allen Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Welcome back to the show. The sponsor of this segment of the show is My Doctor Suggests, and it's a great thing. I've been talking about My Doctor Suggests for a year on this show. They've been an advertiser. Now they've joined the TV show as well, and it's a great thing because I've always talked about their silver lozengers and how it saved my voice and made my throat into a workhorse. But guess what? Now they've got all kinds of new products. They've got soap. They've got mouthwash. They've got a gel for the skin. They've got a silver liquid that you swallow in the morning and night, and I do it every morning and every night. And it is just wonderful. All great stuff. I've experienced firsthand their power of healing that happens when you use their products. My throat is now a workhorse because they're silver lozengers. I haven't had a cold in 3 years. Brain fog is gone because for the last 2.5 weeks I've been taking their liquid morning and night. And then I had this skin patch on my face. I mean, no big deal. All guys have something, right? When you shave, it usually helps you. But I just couldn't get rid of some dry skin on the side of my left side of my face. And I use their special gel that's this high dose of silver plus high dose of aloe vera, and it's gone after 2 nights. Gone. So thank you, My Doctor Suggests. Great stuff. You want to call them. You can't get it in stores. You can only get it by calling 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code ROOT to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root or 866-660-9868. 868 say Root, and you get 20% off. Good stuff.
All right, we are back. Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. It is the USA Radio Network. Welcome aboard. Once again, our number is 833-927-8255. We got a bucket load of calls last night. Hopefully we get a bunch today. Like I said, we'll have some fun coming at you at the top of next hour. You're going to want to be around for that. James Hearson at the bottom, and then global scientist Tom Harris in the third hour. You're really going to want to hear this guy. Every time I talk to this guy, my personal emails blow up. Everybody sort of half listens in the beginning, and they miss the pertinent information, and then I get like a million emails. What was that guy's contact? What was his website? So anyway, that's all coming up today. One thing that just shocked me as I was completely non-political, just shocked me as I was perusing the news, and why this isn't like the lead story around the planet is beyond me, but human-animal hybrids to be developed in Japan after the ban on it was lifted the other day. So human-animal hybrids developed in embryos in Japan will be grown in rat and mouse embryos, then brought to term in a surrogate animal as part of experiments to be carried out at the University of Tokyo. Now, my initial reaction to this is probably much like yours. The Island of Dr. Monroe or something like that? Monroe? I don't like this for many different reasons. One is because they're probably, and I know we're talking about rats and mice and nobody seems to give a damn about them, but me. I'm going to raise my hand because I don't think any creature should suffer. Unless, of course, it's an insect because I'm anti-insect. But I don't want it to suffer either. But we want to get to this point where we're now going to be using this sort of crossbreed animal, rat, mouse, human genomes to create some kind of weird. I know they're doing it for in the beginning. It's a geneticist move. It's to, you know, supposedly, and I'm using that in quotation marks, to help out sick people, and they're, you know, figuring out ways to sort of transfer all that. But how long will it actually take? And are they already doing it where they are, you know, fooling around with God's work? I mean, are they going to make giant mouse men? Or are they going to make little tiny mouse people? And I know I'm being sarcastic and I get it, but listen, we laugh at this stuff sometimes. And then 100 years from now, you know, something happens. Or 200 years from now. Just like they used to laugh at things back in the day. Fly? You got to fly across the country when they were, you know, in a covered wagon? Yeah, I'm going to fly. And then someday we flew across the country. And someday we flew to the moon. Things that people never thought would happen. I think this is in that category, sort of. You know, you don't think that you're going to use this kind of technology to create different species. But I think man will do that. And I certainly think that this is step one in doing all that. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk more politics at the bottom, take some phone calls. Once again, 833-927-8255. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root, USA Radio Network. We'll be back.
Is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is demanding the Washington Post apologize to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for running an opinion piece calling the Kentucky senator a Russian asset.
Mitch McConnell is a man that knows less about Russia and Russian influence than even Donald Trump, and I know nothing. So I think it's a horrible thing when a paper, which is really just a paper for the benefit of Amazon, the Washington Post, is fake news.
The country's top border official is defending his agency's treatment of illegal aliens on the southern border.
They risk their lives every single day to help and protect whomever is in distress. They don't ask what the person's nationality is or whether they're trying to illegally enter this country.
That was the acting chief in Customs Border Protection, Mark Morgan, testifying before a Senate committee. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Wayne Allyn Root. Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, let's talk about the sponsor of the segment of the show. The sponsor is the AmpFest 19. The AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at AmpFest 19 include Wayne Allyn Root. I like that guy. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement. One of your favorites, Megan Barth, who guests us here from time to time on Tuesdays, acting legend Robert Davi, and of course, I'll repeat, that one and only guy that we all love, Wayne Allyn Root. But this is more than a traditional political event for a for an average Trump fan. It is a amazing event. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. Wow, that's a mouthful. To register for AmpFest, what a great 3 days. Just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. I really will literally see you there. I'll be the speaker who sees you there.
All right, we're back. It is 36 after the hour, whether you're listening out in California or Vegas. That's 3:30, so it's probably hot as heck out there in Vegas or California or over here on the East Coast where the sun is beginning to fade over the horizon. But it was still like almost 100 degrees today here in Connecticut and beyond. You know, I wanted to tell you guys something real quick about Connecticut and how Connecticut's legislature, real quick. I know there are people around the country that don't necessarily care about this, but the Connecticut state legislature got completely duped. Now, the Democrats control the state legislature. They've been that way for, I think, 40-something years. And it's been completely dominated by the Dems. So they decided to throw out a 10-cent tax on plastic bags. And they aimed it at the two major grocery stores in Connecticut, Stop and Shop and Big Y. I don't know if you guys have them wherever you are. But So they were going to charge 10 cents per plastic bag. So you go to the store, you've got your groceries. If you had your own bags from home or the ones that you buy from there, you know, you're good to go. But if you forget them or you don't have, you know, the desire to buy them for whatever reason, then, you know, you got to grab the plastic bags. They were going to whack you for 10 cents a bag. And then somehow they were going to have to figure out how many plastic bags that they got rid of, which is nearly impossible, and then give that number to the state. And then the state would then collect some tax revenue from that or collect the 10 cents. So what the stores did is they said, well, screw that. Instead of giving the state the 10 cents, when we're doing all the work, like we're separating it out, we're giving you the numbers, we're transporting it back and forth, it's all on our dime, literally, then we're just going to charge people 10 cents for a paper bag, and we're not going to do plastic anymore. So in essence, the state wins because they get rid of the plastic bags, which they wanted to, but they lose like $55 million a year because these two grocery stores have outsmarted them, which isn't really that difficult, but they did, and nobody saw it coming, so everybody here in the state of Connecticut is panicked on that one, so they're going to lose $55 million. As far as the upcoming year, so they got to figure out a way probably to tax everybody to get that money back. Speaking of millions of bucks, just one more quick thing sort of on the culture scene that maybe you don't hear too much about on a regular basis. Listening here to talk radio, sometimes we don't get into what's going on with the teenagers. But if you're a kid, child, and they spend all day and all night on their video machines, their video games, and you yell at them all the time, you yell and scream, like, get outside and play, do something productive with your life, blah, 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 you're wasting it away. You could be outside with your friends. Well, do you see where this kid, 16-year-old Pennsylvania kid, he won $3 million, and seven other gamers won at least $1 million in the first Fortnite World Cup Championship, which actually happened last week. They sold out the tennis center in New York, which is incredible. A 16-year-old kid from Pennsylvania wins $3 million. Another 16-year-old named Shane Cotton took home second, $1.2 million. There were a couple other kids that played the dual, I don't know, the pairs, and they won, I guess, $1.5 million each. It's crazy. This Fortnite is played by, I mean, it's just millions and millions and millions and millions of people. And they gave away, you know, a $3 million grand prize. So if your kid's in the basement and he's dominating at Fortnite, let him. Could be the next millionaire, for goodness sake. Now, I got to be honest. I got to come totally clean. Like, I don't get a lot of time during the course of the day, considering that I'm on the radio about a gajillion hours a day. But if I need to, like, completely unplug, I will plug into Fortnite and usually get killed within, like, the first 30 seconds. But it's sort of like a way to just kind of detach yourself from the real world. Anyway. All right, tonight is the debate. That's what you're all waiting for. Everybody wants to talk about the debate. Everybody wants to talk about where everybody is going to come out of this thing. And if you want to call in and be a part of that, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, we can get into that. But what are we looking for tonight? Like, what would you need to see from one of these candidates? Now, I understand most people who are listening to me right now are probably Republican, and more than likely they're conservative. So we are not really going to get swayed by anybody tonight. But just in a general sense, in a political sense, what do some of these folks have to do to remain relevant? For example, Montana Governor Steve Bullock. I mean, here's a guy who... literally, you could not pick out of a lineup. Nobody knows who he is. Zero in the polls. And as I said earlier tonight, he just has to do something, whether it's an exchange with Bernie Sanders or Amy Klobuchar or somebody that puts him somewhat on the map. Just something. Same goes for John Delaney. Same goes for Hickenlooper. These are people who obviously are successful in their own right, but really haven't made a dent on the national stage. So, I mean, Buttigieg, the big names tonight, in case you're tuning in a little bit later on, and we'll try our best to play some of that audio for you as it goes. But, I mean, Buttigieg is the name and a legitimate candidate. I mean, this is a guy who is, he's got decent numbers in the Iowa poll already. I think the last I looked, he was at 7 or 8%, which is not great single digits, but it's a lot better than, 16 other people who are in this field. And people seem to like Buttigieg, and he's not, crazy, crazy left. Amy Klobuchar, I would think for her to be successful tonight, somebody tonight in this debate has to separate themselves from the radical, radical left. So somebody, it could be her, because she is sort of a moderate, sort of a centrist, if you will. And if she were to come out and basically call out the Bernie Sanderses and the Elizabeth Warrens by saying, your plans are pie in the sky and they're just not affordable, they're not feasible, we can't do it financially. If somebody has the stones to do that, then they maybe can make a name for themselves, and maybe she's the one to do that, because the folks who are up on the stage tonight, you got the Elizabeth Warrens, you got the Bernie Sanders, they're all very, very left of center. Pete Buttigieg the same way, very left of center. So maybe somebody comes back and grounds them. But like author Marianne Williamson, why is she up there tonight? That's a waste of space and a waste of my time. Even in the first debate, she made no sense. None. Okay, I get it. You hit the criteria, but you can't win. Period. Like, Adrian said to Rocky, you can't win. Not possible. So tonight, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, I mean, Beto O'Rourke is dead man walking. Buttigieg, these are the three favorites from tonight. Actually, tomorrow night is much more star-studded. Tomorrow night we'll have the names that you can recognize, including Joe Biden, Cory Booker, Bill de Blasio, for those of you who are listening to me in New York, Tulsi Gabbard, who, of all of the candidates, of all 20, Tulsi Gabbard makes by far the most sense. I mean, she just does. And Kirsten Gillibrand will be tomorrow night. Kamala Harris will be tomorrow night. So those are more of the mainstream sort of people. So from tomorrow night, I mean, you can see Biden, Booker, even a Castro, Tulsi Gabbard, possibly Kamala Harris, all advancing. The rest, they have to separate themselves. They have to give you something to remember them by, because soon the money's going to dry up. Nobody wants to keep giving to a campaign that's a loser. Doesn't matter how deep your pockets are, you don't want to continue to fund something that you know is a failure. So after tonight, when they start to really tighten up on who's going to be in the next debate, you'll see some of these people fly. And listen, by tomorrow, maybe the next day, you'll see some of these people probably pull out of this race because they know that they lost. Or if they get embarrassed tonight, like if Tim Ryan is a no-show and has nothing to say, or like I said, if a Delaney comes and has nothing to bring to the table, then they'll just get weeded out. And tomorrow, or the next day, or somewhere along the line before the middle of next week, and they'll try to be quiet and talk about it and say, well, you know, we did our best, and now we throw our support behind so-and-so or so-and-so. So, anyway, it should be interesting. I like watching these. I actually do. I raise my hand. I'm one of the few that like to see these guys go at each other a little bit. I don't like the format at all. The format is flawed. I would like to see it more of a back and forth, because that's where you really get to the nitty-gritty. And it's really not going to be fair for the very fringe candidates. There's very little they can do to survive tonight and move on. So anyway, we can talk about that a little bit more. Again, top of the hour, I've got an interesting sort of debate scenario to throw at you. Actually, it's the introductions of what's going to happen tonight. So we'll get that at you. James Hearson down the road, Tom Harris down the road, all coming up. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you struggling to make the minimum payments? There are ways to get out of debt, but the credit card companies don't want you to know about it. Debt relief programs through United Debt Counselors can help people like you get out of credit card debt and put you on the path of debt freedom with just one low monthly payment program. Get started right now and call United Debt Counselors at 800-943-2153. Get rid of the stress of struggling to make that monthly payment. High interest rates will be a thing of the past, and chances are you won't have to pay the entire amount you owe. United Debt Counselors has helped thousands of people reduce more than $160 million of debt. You have a right to settle your debt for less than what you owe. You won't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. Get started reducing your debt now. Get free information today by calling United Debt Counselors at 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153. United Debt Counselors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, so I think it's my turn to talk. It's USA Radio Network. Lee Elsie is my name. Again, filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. If you want to squeeze in a call before we get to the top, you can, 833-927-8255. Politics, and on more politics all day. We've been talking about that, and we spill that over into tonight. Again, bottom of next hour, James Hearson, who is a regular with Wayne Allyn Root, will join me, and that'll be great. We'll talk to him for a half hour. And then the bottom of the following hour, the third hour of the program, if you're into climate stuff, and in this case, we're going to talk about life on another planet. We're going to have Tom Harris join us, who is a climate specialist and a scientist, and we'll have him. He's very, very interesting. And the top of next hour, don't go anywhere, because if you really want to get down to the nitty-gritty and hear the actual introduction of tonight's debate and all the players that will be out there on the stage, stick around, top of the hour. We'll bring that to you fast and furious. Okay, what can I have? What can I take? We have a few minutes here. Let me run through some stories that aren't necessarily mainstream. Let me see. A guy who replaced his broken taillight with a bottle of red Gatorade got arrested. That seems like that's a pretty inventive way to try to get around with that. I don't have a light on my, like my front light of my truck is sort of out, so I don't know if that's not really the same thing. I don't know if I would replace it with like a lemon Gatorade, but that's pretty ingenious. How did it get it in there? I don't know. I find that interesting. You know, this is something that you probably have missed. The top 10 most valuable sports teams. Did you hear about this? So, surprise, surprise, Dallas Cowboys are worth $5 billion. Isn't that Wayne's team, Dallas Cowboys? Yankees, I think that's Chris's team. So, the top two teams are worth just shy of $10 billion combined. Real Madrid, $4.2 billion. That's a soccer team. Barcelona, also soccer. That's $4 billion. The Knicks are worth $4 billion. I mean, the New York Knicks are worth $4 billion. Manchester United, 3.8. New England Patriots, 3.8. Lakers and Golden State Warriors hover around $3.5 billion. And the Giants and the Dodgers are both worth $3 billion. Imagine when George Steinbrenner bought the New York Yankees. I think it was in the early 70s. I don't know the exact year. But he spent $10 million. So fast forward, it's 50 years now, which is pretty incredible. Time flies, doesn't it? All right, so almost 50 years. And the Yankees at $10 million are now worth almost, I mean, $4.5 billion. By this time next year, it'll probably be $5 billion. What? That's like Google. That's like, you know, buying Apple times 10. That's incredible. It really is. Let's see what else I have here. 88% of people now eat most of their meals staring at the screen. Do you? I do. I can't lie to you. I eat either staring at the computer screen or a television screen, right? I mean, I'm not. I don't have dinner with my wife. We have completely different schedules, so I'll eat in front of the television, or I'll eat in front of the computer, and my dog will be my pal. My wife, you know, she's too big. We're on a totally different schedule, so I'm sure most of the people out there would be exactly the same. Space Mountain cost $20 million to build in Disneyland in 1977. Disneyland itself cost $17 million to build in 1955, which is pretty crazy. They have a new ride, I guess, which is called Galaxy's Edge. It's a Star Wars attraction that cost them $1 billion. I haven't been to Disney in such a long time. I was on the Space Mountain when I was a kid. Did I tell you guys that story? I think I did. For some reason, I won't tell you again. Divorce lawyers reveal the craziest reasons why people have split up. A guy divorced his wife because she was a loud chewer. Yeah, okay, I see that. A guy wouldn't go on his honeymoon because he was worried about his plants dying, so the woman took her sisters instead, then left him when she got back. That makes sense. A woman got kidnapped in Mexico, and her husband wouldn't pay the ransom, so her family had to pay it, and then she divorced him. Okay. A woman left her husband because he was, quote, too sad after his dad died. Well, that doesn't seem fair. A couple couldn't agree on what to name their cat. The wife wanted to call it Snowball. The husband liked the name Lily, so they split up. I don't think that their marriages were very strong to begin with. Maybe I'm mistaken about that. And a woman divorced her husband because he refused to yell at her. Whenever she started screaming at him, she just wanted to fight. He wouldn't yell back, so she divorced him. All right, I know you were waiting for this one. The world's most admired men and women. All right? The world's most admired men and women. Number 5, most admired, Emma Watson. Number 4, Queen Elizabeth II. Angelina Jolie, for some reason, is number 3. Oprah is number 2. And the woman who, if she ran for president today, would probably win, Michelle Obama, is the most admired woman in the world. The most admired man in the world is Bill Gates, followed closely by Barack Obama. Jackie Chan is much admired. All right, so I wanted to get rid of those. So we got rid of those. I can take that stack and throw it away. We'll come back. We'll have a little fun after the top of the hour. But it doesn't put a smile on your face. I don't know if I can. So we're going to announce the actual candidates in tonight's presidential debate, tonight and tomorrow night. So with a little flair and a little pizzazz, this is how you'll hear it when it actually takes place in about an hour. Stick around for that. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root on the Great USA Radio Network. The show is titled Raw and Unfiltered. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey.